Blog Talk Radio.
Israel, of the house of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. Yes, it is true. All I'm going to do is tell you the truth, for y'all named me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is then. Yes, Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our judge. He's our king. He's our lawgiver. He's our only savior, and not just of Israel, but our savior of the whole entire world. And I thank y'all for allowing us to bring to you great and holy and exalted words. Tonight, we will discuss the wilderness of the people. What is the wilderness of the people? Where is the wilderness of the people? And what will go on in the wilderness? This is very important to know, since we are in the last days, and since the Creator lets us know that He often foretells us things before they come to pass. And this is one of the things He lets us know. Of course, many of our people today are not familiar with the wilderness. And then many of our people who are familiar with the wilderness, many of them believe that we are in the wilderness as we speak. This is what they teach, and this is what they will tell you. We also have many who believe that the wilderness is some remote place in America where we will gather ourselves together. And then others teach that the wilderness is some desert place that we might find ourselves in. But what do the Creator say about the wilderness? And what is the wilderness? For how do you know where you're going and where you will be? Don't know what it is. Because if you don't know what it is, you might believe that we are in the wilderness today, as many of our people believe, and as many of our leaders teach. Well, let's see what the Creator Himself saying about the wilderness. I may ask, as we continue to plan for our 2018 Sacred Law Convention, the summer conference, which is the end of July, as well as our winter conference, which is the beginning of December, we will have another meeting. And I will tell you when that meeting will be, and most likely, it will be next Sunday, and we will give the time and the information so everyone can call in to get their questions answered. And we will let you know. If we do it before then, we will inform everyone. But right now, you can plan on it being the first day of the week, or next week, that's your end day. So what is the wilderness of the people? And we will start there so people can get an idea. Since the Creator said he would deliver our people, a few days ago we talked about dreams. I have a dream. And we showed you the dreams that you should concern yourself with. And then we talked about visions. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is he that keep the law. And dreams of vision are essential because this is how the Almighty said he would deal with our prophets. And visions as well as dreams. And so when we go to the prophets, rest assured, there's a great chance that is coming in the form of a dream or a vision. And here it is. In the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, you turn it. Speaking about the wilderness of the people. This is what the Most High has to say. And we're going to start the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter. And we're going to start reading at the 15th verse. And this is what it says. Yet also I lifted up my hand unto thee in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I have given them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. And this is why. Because they despise my judgment. And walked not in my statutes, but polluted my Sabbaths. For their hearts went after their idols. Nevertheless, my eyes spared them from destroying them. Neither did I make an end of them in the wilderness. But I said unto their children, in the wilderness, walk ye not in the statutes of your father, neither observe their judgment. Nor defile yourselves with their idols. I am Yahweh Elohim. Walk in my statutes, keep my judgments, and do them. And hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am Yahweh Elohim. Notwithstanding, the children rebel against me. They walk not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them, which if a man do, ye shall even live in them. They polluted my sides. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Nevertheless, I will put my hand and watch for my name that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen, in whose sight I brought them forth. I lifted up my hand unto them, also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the heathen, and disperse them through the countries, because they had not executed my judgments, but had despised my statutes, had polluted my Sabbaths, and their eyes were after their father's idols. Wherefore, I gave them also statutes that were not good, judgments whereby they shall not live. And I polluted them in their own gifts, and that they called to pass afar all their opening womb, that I might make them desolate, to the end that they might know that I am Yah. Therefore, son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. And say unto them, thus says Yahweh, yet in this your fathers have blasphemed me, and that they have committed a trespass against me. For when I had brought them into the land, for the which I lifted up my hand to give it to them, then they saw every high hill and all the thick trees, and they offered their sacrifices, and there they presented the provocation of the offerings. There also they made their sweet Savior pour out their drink offerings. Then I said unto them, what is this high place whereunto ye go? And the name thereof is called Abad to this day. Wherefore say unto the house of Israel, thus is Yahweh, are ye polluted after the manner of your fathers, and commit ye whoredom after their abominations? For when ye offer gifts, when ye make yourselves to pass through the fire, ye pollute yourselves all your idols, even unto this day. And shall I be inquired of by you, O house of Israel? As I live, says Yahweh, I will not be inquired of by you. And that which cometh into your mind shall not be at all, that ye say, we will be as the heathen, as the families of the countries, to serve wood and stone. So this is something that our people actually